Here at WGBH in Boston, you toss a pebble and chances are it lands in the parking lot of a seafood restaurant. Down by the waterfront where my hotel is, the smell of fish and a much reduced fishing fleet can still be seen in the harbor. Toss a pebble in a different direction around here and you will land on a college campus where some of the finest research institutions in the world are researching climate change, marine biology, and the changing ocean. For the first time, the impact of all of these can be seen in the weather in New England, on the plates of New Englanders, and in the industries of this region. The double whammy of climate change and overfishing has produced a welcome surprise for some in the lobster industry and an alarming crash in the fish population of the once wildly abundant cod and haddock stocks. Heather Goldstone, science correspondent for WCAI and WGBH Radio, says cod in particular are in trouble, and they, the fish that is, can apparently feel it.
A host of researchers from several different organizations around New England went and looked and said, so we've seen this rapid decline in the past few years, despite the fact that we've been cutting back on fishing pressure. They should have been rebounding, and instead they're declining even faster. So could warming water temperatures be part of that? And in fact, the Gulf of Maine, this area of waters off of New England's coast from north of Cape Cod all the way up to the Canadian border, has been warming faster than 99% of the rest of the ocean. So could that be a factor? Well, in fact, we know that it probably is a factor. But what they did in this case is they kind of looked backward and said, if we look at these populations numbers and we take temperature into account, it explains this decline much better. And the problem is that fishery managers didn't do that. And so they allowed fishing or set fishing limits based on an assumption of what the cod population used to be without these impacts of warming and essentially allowed overfishing.
Now, are cod anadromous fish like salmon or steelhead or something like that, in which case, if it gets warmer, they just move to somewhere where it's colder and, you know, that may be unfortunate to one town, but to another part of the world, it's a fine thing. The ocean is big.
Yeah, cod are not necessarily migratory. They're not moving up rivers, but they do have the ability to move. And in fact, what scientists have been seeing for years, the first time I actually reported on a fishery story in 2009, the story was that government fishery scientists were reporting that over half of all commercially exploited fish species, so not just cod, but almost two dozen different species, also including lobster, were shifting where they were found in the ocean in order to try to stay within their temperature comfort zone.
What do the fishermen say?
Fishermen are definitely noticing changes. And again, it's not just cod. The lobster fishery in southern New England, you might have heard in Gulf of Maine, lobster is going great guns. We've actually had gluts in the past few years. That may be in part because water temperatures have risen and given them a little boost there. But in southern New England, Cape Cod over toward Long Island, the temperatures are so warm that the population has collapsed. One of the most dramatic examples I've encountered in recent years was a weir fisherman in Chatham, Massachusetts, named Ernie Eldridge. And weir fishing, weirs are these round nets held in place by wooden poles. It's a style of fishing that goes back thousands of years to Native Americans. And they've been fishing in these same places in the same way. And so they're in a really good position to see changes. And Ernie says that they've seen dramatic changes in recent years.
You know, they've been traveling these same areas, you know, for as long as we've known. And we've just seen it change over the past probably 10 to 15 years. We've seen a change. And probably over the past 6 or 7 years, we've seen a dramatic change.
You know, Eldridge says that he used to catch a host of different kinds of fish and that they're just not there yet. He's considering getting out of the business and that sometimes when they do catch fish, what they're actually catching are more southerly species that they've never even seen in New England before.
You talked earlier about this combination of factors, the fishing and the temperature warming in the waters. Does this mean that we no longer can just use pure fish and catch calculations as a way of controlling the fish and that we really have to from now on take all these factors into consideration?
It really does. And that's actually something that a whole range of scientists, environmentalists, and fishermen have been talking about for years. Understatement of the year, the ocean is complicated. Right. And so when we go to build a model and try to gauge how many fish there are and how many we can sustainably catch, what scientists have tended to do is simplify and say, well, we think the biggest factor driving this is how much we fish. So we're just going to model how fast the fish grow, how many there are, and how many we can catch. And we've assumed that the environment was constant. Steve Cadron of UMass Dartmouth School of Marine Science and Technology says that up until about a decade ago, that assumption of a constant environment or being able to ignore the environment worked for managers, but that it doesn't work anymore.
We have such profound changes, not only in temperature. I think temperature is what most people see, but really in our circulation patterns, in the oceanography, productivity of plankton, species communities, geographic shifts. There are really profound and multiple changes that are happening in our ecosystem.
And so if a more realistic calculation was made, what's that going to look like, given the fact that it's going to be positive on some people, like lobstermen who you referred to?
Well, for the moment, the Gulf of Maine cod fishery is all but shut down. The southern New England lobster fishery is all but shut down and has been intermittently for a few years. So in some cases where fishing pressure and climate change came together without preventive management, it looks like the fisheries are shut down for a period of time to hopefully let them rebound. But these could come back. And in other cases, there is actually the possibility of new fisheries coming into the region. Some of these more southerly species that are moving into the region, there's both a challenge there for trying to find a market for these new fish, but an opportunity to actually create some new fisheries there.
Are lobster going to be abundant from here on out?
Well, that depends on where you are. Cod are moving north. Lobster are moving north. For the moment, lobster are very abundant in the Gulf of Maine.
Does that mean they're climate deniers if they're in the midst of abundance?
No, actually. Scientists have always said that with climate change, there will be winners and losers, and there will at least be some temporary winners. Farmers in Alaska are able to grow things that they weren't ever able to grow before. Lobster right now are very happy in the Gulf of Maine. Cod fishermen farther north up to Greenland are looking at maybe having more cod up there, but we're not looking at having as much cod here in New England.
Complicated ocean, but not optimism.
Not a lot of optimism. You know, there's a real mix, but under this most recent study for cod, at least, shows that under moderate warming, we could see a reasonable recovery in 10 to 20 years, depending on fishing pressure, but that under a more extreme warming scenario, we're looking at definitely a decreased, if sustainable, fishery.
Heather Goldstone, science correspondent for WGBH and WCII, thanks so much.
My pleasure.